Well, 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 time to do a Friday Facebook mailbag, but we do it from a different location. Drew Doherty and Nick Scherfield here in the West Lobby at Reliance Stadium. How you doing, Nick?
Doing great, Drew. Nice and comfortable here in the Verizon Wireless West Club, and getting ready for another game here, Texans Week 4 against the Tennessee Titans.
Yes, we are. All right, your questions on Facebook start with Jesus Garcia. He says, do you think the Jets signed Jonathan Grimes from our practice squad to get intel on our playbook? I do. Well, there's certainly a factor to that, I believe that's possible. I don't think that's the main reason, though, but it didn't hurt. I think what they saw was, a lot of promise in the preseason from Jonathan Grimes. They had to cut some guys. They needed a running back, so they picked him up. And the fact that he played for the Texans doesn't hurt, as the Jets and Texans will play in about a week on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, there's certainly speculation, people are always going to wonder that when that happens. The Dolphins signed Troy Nolan right before the season, claimed him off of waivers actually after the Texans let him go, and I believe they've released Troy Nolan the last couple weeks from now, but I don't think they signed him just to get intel either. He's a guy who, if you claim someone off waivers, you think he's going to be able to help your team. Jonathan Grimes, very promising in the preseason for the Texans, as a guy that Gary Kubiak even said they had to think about keeping four running backs to keep him on the roster because they liked what they saw out of him, unfortunately for him, with the Texans, Justin Forsett was here, locked into that third running back spot, so there wasn't a place for him. But a guy who the Texans certainly felt had a bright future, was a good college free agent find for them. And the Jets' running game is struggling. Sean Green not looking very good so far. They moved Joe McKnight to cornerback, I think, the former USC back. So there's a place for Grimes, and I think, this signing for him, hopefully, from what we saw of him here, he's going to have a future in the league.
Yeah, so Grimes is gone, and David Meggett was signed to the practice squad to take his place. Samuel Petrarca has this. Hey, Nick and Drew, I'm making my way up to Houston from the Rio Grande Valley on Friday to watch the Texans play at Reliant. Was wondering where you both sit during the game and if you tailgate. Well, we don't tailgate. We'd like to tailgate, but, we got a job to do. I'd love to tell you. This is the best place in the NFL to tailgate. As far as sitting, I'm up at the Reliant Energy Deck in the northwest corner of the stadium. You're in the press box, and during away games, we're both in the press box.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't get to see a lot of the tailgating or participate in the tailgating, I should say. We did get to see it before one of the preseason games with Texans president Jamie Roots, where we went out there and interacted with some of the fans, but heard great things about it. We're inside the stadium pretty much the whole time, in the press box, on the field a little bit at the end of the game, and then in the locker rooms after the game. But enjoy the game. Glad you can make it up from the Rio Grande Valley. A lot of Texans fans down there, and great to see the support from that region.
For sure. All right, Garrett Klein. Hey, Drew, could you answer the puzzling question as to why uneducated Texans fans are starting to dress like the always hated and uninspiring fans of the Oakland Raiders? We are Texans. Can we not find a better way to suit these people's needs than to dress up like women and children on Halloween and prance around screaming when they obviously are completely oblivious to the actual game at hand? Wow, Garrett, it's okay. It's people having fun. The Texans are winning. They're just getting creative. It's not your thing, clearly, but, lighten up a little bit.
Some people certainly get very extreme with it, but it always makes me laugh, and I think, it's nice to see people show their support in all different kind of ways. Some people yell really loudly. Some people make signs. Some people dress really crazy. So while Garrett may disagree, and he's entitled to that, I think, the more crazy costumes and other things people put together, as long as they're decent, the better.
Yeah, thank you for the question, Garrett. We appreciate it. Last one, Samuel Akinyemi Odunsi. What's poppin', Nico and Drew Dog? Is Trenton Holiday on a short leash for not doing his thug dizzle on special teams? And will Jake Locker's mobility be a problem for Bulls on Parade? Plus, do you two hang out outside of work? Y'all act like BFFs or brothers. And who on the team has the strongest friendship? That's a million questions right there. We don't hang out outside of work really too often. We have in the past, but I'm a little older than Nick is. I'm married. He's a young, swinging, single bachelor doing his thing. So maybe at another time we might have.
Yeah, I try to avoid hanging out with Drew as much as I possibly can outside of work. I think you probably would agree that the time we spend together in the office is more than enough. So,
but we enjoy it.
We do. I'm kidding. Drew and I hang out now and then. I'm not going to make any more disparaging comments. You can keep going.
Thanks, bro. As far as Trenton Holiday goes, I wouldn't say a short leash. Kubiak wants him to be aggressive, but Kubiak said earlier in the week that he thinks Trenton was pressing and trying to make too much happen because there's a perception that he has to be that way. So be patient with Trenton. I think good things are about to come.
Well, I think the perception, too, or maybe just the thought that Kubiak said that he can understand why Trenton Holiday has it is that he knows he hasn't gotten many opportunities yet because of the way teams have been kicking, because they played at Denver with the high altitude. So he's thinking in his mind when he only gets a couple chances to touch the ball, he's got to do something with it. He doesn't like some of the decisions he's made fielding punts, what he's done with that. But he said at the same time he doesn't want to take away aggressiveness from a player, and that's very important in a returner. And Kubiak said this week he still thinks Trenton Holiday has a game or two that he can win for this team with his ability, to return kicks. So we should see him get some chances here. And when he does, we saw what he can do with those chances when he gets the ball in his hands in the preseason. As for Jake Locker, which I think is the last question, unless you want to say something else.
Yeah, I was going to say about Locker, the mobility is definitely a concern for the Texans. Kubiak knows and says one of his most impressive strengths, Locker's, is his ability to make plays off schedule.
Yeah, he's only been sacked, I think, twice this season, and Wade Phillips pointed that out, sporting his University of Houston Cougars hat and all in advance of the Rice U of H game at Reliance Stadium here this Saturday. But he said that, he's a mobile guy that causes problems. Kubiak said that's probably the most impressive thing about Locker. He makes plays off schedule. He's a very athletic guy. He leads their team in rushing, 25 more rushing yards than Chris Johnson. He has more rushing yards than Chris Johnson, I think, on 25 less carries it is. So he can make plays with his feet. He can make moves on the run as well. So that's going to be something they're focusing in practice this week, on staying after the ball carrier, staying after Jake Locker, making sure they're locked into their defense so they get after him when he's outside the pocket, because if they get careless, try and do an arm tackle on him or something in the backfield, he can get away from you and make you pay. So definitely something that the Texans are very aware of and very focused on heading into the game.
And as for the best friendship on the team, it's tough to say. There's probably a lot of guys that can qualify, but, you could say, you could easily go with Sean Cody and Connor Barwin. You could probably also
They've got to be up there. It seems like every position group on the team has, pockets of really close friends. Sean Cody and Connor Barwin, for a while, Connor Barwin was running Sean Cody's Twitter, and I'm pretty sure that Connor Barwin is the only person that Sean Cody follows on Twitter, period. I told them they should go by the nickname of Seaner, but they haven't really bought into that yet. I think that'd be a good Twitter name for a joint identity. But there are other guys that are really close. Matt Schaub, Chris Myers, Matt Schaub and Kevin Walter are close. DBs, a lot of DBs are very close with each other. You could go up and down the roster, but we spend some time with those guys and on the nose every week. So I'll just go with them for the sake of brevity here, Drew.
This was a fun mailbag. I can't wait to do another one, and we love you for sending in these questions. We'll see you next week.